Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dave Frost. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting 8th. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting 9th. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wathan. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Wathan steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Eckersley. Wathan moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wathan scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Remy scores. Evans moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is hit by the pitch. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. Rice moves to second. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frost fields it and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. It's Royals, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into left field. Paquette picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Paquette. Miller scores. Remy moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy scores. Evans scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Way then strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Otis scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to home to get McRae. May moves to third. Martin moves to second. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May scores. Martin moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. It's Royals, 5, Red Sox, 5. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Remy bunts towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. John Waithen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waithen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Way then moves to second. Bob Stanley now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Remy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Way then moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Rice scores. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stapleton moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dennis Worth pinch runs for Lee May. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Worth moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Worth moves to third. 2 outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dennis Worth now playing first base. Jim Wright now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman hits a line drive into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Remy bunts towards first. Worth fields the ball and throws to right covering. Safe. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright fires to first and picks off Remy. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Way then bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on right. Rice moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Dennis Wirth. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing first base. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs bunts towards the mound. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gedman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stapleton scores. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Remy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.